Welcome to episode 33 of Booty and Bossy Eat, Drink, Knit. We have a delicious, I'd say late summer, easy chicken recipe for you that Bossy got out of the New York Times Sunday edition, September 26, 2021, which is fairly recent as terms of our recipes.
It's more recent than the 60s or 70s and mom's recipes. We get the Sunday Times, and sometimes they have those little cooking insert. And I also subscribe to the New York Times cooking, which is great. And I would recommend that. This was pineapple marinated chicken breasts. And I'll just read the opening. It says the group of enzymes in fresh pineapple, bromelain, I hope I'm saying that right, excellently breaks down the connective tissues in thick, fibrous chicken breasts. In this brilliant recipe, Eric Kim uses pineapple two ways: in a cheerful salsa and as a marinade that transforms breast meat into something closer to tender dark meat. Don't let the marinade sit for too long, he advises, or the chicken will fall apart during cooking. 15 minutes is the sweet spot for a recipe that clocks in marinade and all at 30 minutes. Unquote. I have to say, I think that's a little bit quick. I would say it takes me start to finish more like 45 minutes.
Yeah, because the chopping takes me more than 15 minutes. And I was making several things at the same time. We'll go into that later.
Yeah, but I do like it because it is something that you can come home from work and you can pretty much have it on the table 45 minutes later. It was actually a recipe I associate it with COVID, where we were doing a lot of recipes from the New York Times cooking. But I think it's actually a little bit later than that. But this is one of my son's all-time favorite recipes. He actually makes it himself at college. Yes. He sometimes takes pictures of the chicken while it's cooking and sends them to me and says, "Does this look done, Mom?" You start off by making a marinade. I usually double this because if I'm going to go to the trouble of cooking, I want it to maybe last two meals. I don't know when it was decided that I would always be responsible for dinner, but that seems to still be the operative principle in our household. So I like to just make one or two things a week and then eat them for the rest of the week. So this is the marinade, but it's just one time. 3 tablespoons of dark brown sugar, 2 tablespoons olive oil. You're going to need more for cooking, but this is how much is in the marinade. 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon garlic powder. I usually put about a quarter of a teaspoon of ground cayenne, but if I'm doubling it, I'll put a half a teaspoon and a half a teaspoon of ground pepper. And then what you do is you reserve 1 to 2 tablespoons of this marinade mixture, obviously before you put the chicken in, for the quote unquote cheerful salsa. So you mix that all together and then you set aside 1 to 2 tablespoons for the salsa. And then you finish the marinade by adding a couple of tablespoons of finely grated fresh pineapple, including the juices. So that's the pineapple that gets it into the marinade. I usually do grate it. I just kind of take a big chunk of pineapple and just grate it in there. Then you cut up about 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts, about 1 to 1.5 inch pieces. And then you put it in the marinade for 15 minutes, no more. Then you heat a nonstick skillet. I actually use a sort of Le Creuset Dutch oven. I sound like Ina, don't I, with the Le Creuset. I don't think mine is actually a Le Creuset, but
It's Le Creuset.
what?
Yeah,
We're
you know,
American.
it's a French cooking pot.
Le
Yes,
Creuset. Well,
close.
I like, I wonder how she says it. But anyway.
I'm wondering, yeah, if that's how she says it. I doubt it because she has an apartment in
Yeah, she has an
France.
apartment in France.
Yeah.
Okay, Le Creuset or Le Creuset, which is American, Dutch oven. Because one of the downsides to this recipe, I will say, is that when you're cooking the chicken in the olive oil and you want to cook it at a pretty high temperature, you are going to get spatters and it's going to make a little bit of a mess. But if you use high-walled Dutch oven type thing, it'll minimize that. So you heat up some good olive oil and then you add the chicken in a single layer so that the pieces are not touching. So you do have to cook the chicken in batches.
If you double it. Yeah, and I think that could be part of the not being half an hour, taking 45 minutes.
Yes, that's
That's,
true.
yeah. And I have to say that it is totally worth making a double batch because you're going to want the leftovers. Like that's a very easy, nice lunch or dinner.
Yeah, and it does, once you cook the chicken, it keeps pretty well. In fact, I think it's one of those things where it even gets a little more flavorful. So you're gonna cook the chicken at a pretty high heat. So you want the pieces to, for 2 to 3 minutes, you want the bottoms to get browned, and then you flip them over and stir for another 4 to 5 minutes. It doesn't take very long because the pieces are pretty small. And the high heat and the fact that it's got the brown sugar in it caramelizes, so it gets nice and brown. It's just got a really good flavor. Yeah.
See, I was thinking because you usually put more spices in things. So I used more cayenne pepper. So I doubled the recipe and I used about a teaspoon, maybe even a little more. And I really liked the zing it gave. Really good zing.
Yeah, it seemed to have a good zing. And now for the cheerful salsa.
I love that
I
cheerful.
know, I love the cheerful salsa. So remember, you got a tablespoon of that marinade mixture or two, and then you're gonna add a cup of the fresh pineapple in a small dice, a quarter cup of finely diced red onions. I guess you could leave that out, but I think it's important. And then about 2 tablespoons of fresh cilantro chopped pretty finely. And you just mix that together and then you serve it with rice. I usually get the rice on the stove right about at the beginning of when the chicken is marinating, and then it comes out about the same. Do you want to talk about rinsing the rice, Booty?
For years and years and years, I did not understand why people would rinse their rice. My daughter had a friend whose family always rinses their rice. So I finally decided, and well, okay, full disclosure, they're Asian friends. So figured they know what they're doing. And it does make a difference. It's better. I thought that you would be rinsing off the starch and that you would kind of want the starch, that it would make it like sticky rice, which I like, but it doesn't seem to affect the stickiness. If anything, I think it's stickier once you rinse it. So anyway, yes, it's better to rinse the rice, I think.
Yeah, I kind of always rinsed rice. I don't know. I think that's was just something I learned from cooking in a restaurant. So you serve the chicken on the rice and then you put the cheerful salsa on top. And I think the cheerful salsa is kind of the key to this. And it actually also keeps very well too for a couple of days. The only thing I struggle with this recipe is I know I should make the marinade and then cut up the chicken and put the marinade in and then make the salsa. That would be cooking efficiency wise the best way to do it. But I'm paranoid about cutting up anything after I've cut up raw chicken. So I usually make the salsa completely and then I cut up the chicken because I kind of like to chicken is cut up, that's the and then I do a full clean of the countertop. So I think efficiency wise for cleaning, it's better to make the salsa first and then cut up the chicken. But then you'll have 15 minutes where you're waiting. Although I'm never at a loss for little tasks to do around the kitchen.
Well, and I made green beans to go with it.
That's a good idea.
Or as they say in France, Eric Cobert.
Mean haricot vert?
Yeah, exactly. I like that I have everything on the stovetop, not don't have anything in the oven. So it's nicer for if it's
Hot
hot
weather.
outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's only three things. So you have enough burners.
Yes.
If you're limited like I am to four burners, we have a condo, so we have a small space for our oven. And that it all kind of comes together around the same time. I did use the fourth burner in this case because I did do a tofu version for my daughter.
How was that?
And it was really good. I feel like the marinade, I mean, I'm not sure if the bromelain or bromelain is working for the tofu, but it's a good creamy kind of tofu. So all I did was marinate it for the 15 minutes. She was okay with the fish sauce, but I think you could leave that out
Oh, yeah.
if you want it to be vegetarian.
Vegan, yeah.
And then I just sauteed the tofu with the marinade. And of course, there again, I think you really need the salsa. It really brings it up a notch. It'll be good without it, but it's not going to be as good.
Yeah, the salsa, it's got this really nice, well, it's cheerful.
Yeah.
So if you need a cheerful end of the day, then, but it does. It's got this nice, bright and acidic, but then the chicken is savory, but it's got a little bit of sweetness. I usually add a little bit of better than bouillon to the rice, it's become one of our favorite family things.
Another option with the rice that's super easy and surprisingly good is that add some cilantro, which in this case, it's not going to keep if you're putting fresh cilantro in there. So just for however much rice you're going to eat that night, and a little lime zest and a squeeze of lime.
Ooh, that would be really good on this. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just really brightens up that
Brightens it up. Yeah. Yeah.
rice. And actually, I got that recipe from Laylita. Hi,
Hey,
Layla.
Layla.
So yeah, I'll put that in the show notes. But
Yeah.
yes, excellent. Well, speaking of our pop culture moment
Oh, yes.
is Wallace and Gromit and an oldie but a goodie. So I think this is actually from 1995, A Close Shave.
Another family favorite. So we're going from my son's, one of his favorite dinner time recipes to one of his favorite childhood cartoons.
Yes, and we watched those Wallace and Gromit. They're not the full length movies, they're the shorts. They're about 30 minutes long. There are four of them. You can get them on Amazon Prime, but A Close Shave is just so perfect for knitting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I went back and watched it again and was just smiling through the whole thing. Because so it opens with Gromit in bed knitting, and just the charm of the claymation dog and how they managed to get him to look like he is knitting. I mean, it's pretty good. It reminded me of Visible Mending. They did such a great job of getting it to look like real knitting.
I noticed that he has the yarn threaded through the digits of his paws.
Yes, it's so great, but it's so, I mean, we won't, well, I don't know, people should just watch it, but so
Yeah. Well, and it's actually the first one that had Shaun the Sheep in it. So
Yes.
it's the introduction to Shaun the Sheep, who I love.
Well, and I think so. It's the third of the first one was A Grand Day Out, where they go to the moon to get because they've run out of cheese, which is just awesome. And then the second one is The Wrong Trousers. And
Right.
then the third is A Close Shave. And then the fourth one is A Matter of Loaf and Death. the thread that goes through it is the fact that Wallace is this inventor,
Right.
but things usually go wrong with his invention in some way. But
Yes.
a wool shortage has gripped the small, happy claymation town of Wigan, Lancashire. But oddly, Wendelene's wool shop, and I mean, what a great name, Wendelene. Wendelene's wool. I
Yes.
think if I had a knitting shop, I might name it Wendelene's Wool and like see how many people got the reference. Do you remember what her last name is? I just love this.
No.
Her last name is Ramsbottom.
Oh, right.
Wendelene Ramsbottom. Yes.
And her dog, Preston.
Her dog Preston, who it turns out, I mean, spoiler alert, he's actually a robot who was invented by her father to protect her after father passed away. But the problem with Preston is that he was, quote, created for good, but he's turned out evil.
Yes.
And Preston reminds me a little bit of my husky dog, who I think was created for good, but has turned out to be the spawn of Satan. And it turns out that Preston has been rustling up all the sheep, including Sean the sheep, who is the smartest of the sheep.
Yeah, he's kind of the runt of the
Yes.
sheep, but also very clever. And I love
Yes.
the knitting machine that
Wallace's knitting machine.
Wallace makes, and he has washes the wool. So they throw Sean the sheep in there because Sean the sheep has been made a mess and has been eating everything, is all messy. So they have to wash him. So they wash him, and it's got these just two big sponges that just kind of come together and keep squishing him. And then they intend to just wash him. They don't intend to shear him, but that somehow the machine, as usual, goes wrong, and so they wind up shearing him, and then the machine knits a sweater out of the wool, which he winds up wearing because he's cold.
I love that whole sort of circle of that Sean ends up wearing the sweater that the machine knit out of his own wool.
Right, which winds up being nice that now you can distinguish Sean from all the other sheep. Yes, it's just such a, from start to finish, I love the whole loop.
Well, and I love the visual, the sets of it, because it looks like it's sort of a maybe around a sort of 1950s aesthetic. Every surface on the inside of all of the homes is wallpapered.
Yes.
And Wendelene's shop has this great knitted balls wallpaper with then two knitting needles sticking out.
That would be a great, if anybody has a craft room that they could wallpaper with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a fun reference.
Wendelene Ramsbottom, but also there's just so many sort of great. I mean, we've talked before about all of the puns around knitting, but like Wallace and knitting stores, but Wallace and Gromis have so many great ones. Like when Wallace picks Sean the sheep up to put him in the thing, he says, "Come on now, no need to be sheepish."
Oh, yeah.
And when Gromit is framed by Preston. He's blamed for being the sheep rustler. So he does spend a little bit of time in prison. And while he's in prison, he's reading Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Right. Right. And I love that the sheep and Wallace send him a puzzle.
Yes.
And it's like a 500 piece puzzle, and it's all sheep. And he's sitting there. He's not even looking at the puzzle. He's just putting the pieces in kind of rudely. And then when it's finished, he realizes it says, "Be ready at 8 p.m." And they're going to break him out of jail.
Yeah. And it does have references to a couple of other movies like Indiana Jones and Alien. And I think it won. I mean, there were the first two, and then A Close Shave was the one that won an Academy Award, I think, for the best short film in like 1996. So, of course, the one that focuses on knitting
There you go.
wins the Academy Award.
You could say winner, winner, chicken
Winner,
dinner.
winner, chicken dinner. Yeah. The other one is when Wallace. So Wallace and Gromit always have these various business ventures. And the one in this one is they're cleaning windows. And Wendelline is, he asked them to come over and clean the window. Wallace kind of falls in love with Wendelline. And she has this great moment at the beginning of there where she says, "So tell me about windows."
Yeah.
But at the end, so Wallace basically lives for cheese. Every single episode has something about cheese in it. He discovers that Wendelline does not like cheese. She's kind of allergic. I think it gives her a rash.
Right. Yeah. And it's not even Wensleydale.
But he rebounds quickly because he's a claymation figure. And he says, "Well, more for us, you know." But that was the end of Wallace's romance with Wendelline Ramsbottom because she didn't like cheese. So here's my question for you, Booty. What would be the deal breaker for you?
What food?
Or just anything? I mean, with food, I figure if it's something I like and he doesn't, then there's more for me. So I'm kind of with Wallace on that.
Yeah, I was thinking that it's kind of nice. My husband doesn't really drink. So, designated driver and more for me.
You complete each other. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What would it be for you?
I think for me, it would probably be a lack of a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would sort of be the deal breaker. Yeah. I
Yeah.
think humor has kind of kept our marriage together. Yeah.
We really love going to see movies together. So that would be kind of hard. I don't know that it would be a deal breaker.
That's a big thing you share. Yeah.
Yeah, that and we kind of take turns whose movie. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the same type of movie, but that we both enjoy the cinema.
The cinema. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Love, A Close Shave. Get it. It's an oldie, but it's not really that old. It's 30 minutes of just joy
Yes.
on numerous levels for our knitting pop culture. But actually, it's not, though. Knitting kind of appears. I mean, that's sort of the one episode that focuses most on knitting. But knitting does appear in other of Nick Park's movies.
So in Chicken Run, the chickens are knitting. So I wound up making, this was originally supposed to be a sweater for one of my cats. My friend gave me a book on knitted sweaters for your cats. I don't think I still have the book, but I did make a couple of sweaters. They hated them. It was sort of like they would freeze, like you were not moving at all. But I had this puppet chicken that I put the sweater on. And it does look fabulous on the puppet chicken. I'll take a picture of that. Yes. And then, of course, we have the viral emotional support chickens.
Yeah, I need to get the pattern for that because have you made one of those?
No, I haven't made any yet. I've been resisting, and I do love them. And they're great stash busters because you can use any combination of.
Right.
And of course, because it's a stuffy, you can make it any size. If you had fingering weight yarn, it would be a much smaller chicken than DK or whatever. It does look like it's really fun to make. I've seen enough of them that I.
Well, I remember you made a little chicken for my son, a little stuffed chicken, and he loved it. And every night he would hold it with the one hand.
Around
It's
the
around the neck.
neck.
The neck got rather long. But he would hold it, and that was his comfort chicken. And I remember you gave me a knitting bag that has knitting ch chickens that are knitting on it,
Yes.
which is excellent. But I don't know if all of this started with the knitting chickens and Nick Park's Chicken Run, but there are a lot of connections between knitting and
Chicken.
chickens.
Well, and there is Yarn Chicken, which I was playing with. It is finished, and I think we can talk about it because this won't come out till after Aunt Ruthie's birthday, which I think we should.
The happy 90th birthday, Aunt Ruthie, from Bootie and Bossie, your favorite nieces.
I know, and I'm gonna go out to celebrate with her next weekend, which will be awesome. But so this is the poncho that I made.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so I was really worried. So Bossy gave me the yarn. I was really worried that I would run out, but I had just enough, and it was super wash, so it's stretched a lot. I think it stretched like 6 inches when I
Oh, wow.
washed it. Well, which there were six balls, so an inch per ball, I guess,
Oh, okay.
is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And but anyway, I think that, and our aunt is very petite, so it'll be.
Oh, I think that'll be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful blue. And is that just kind of the church mouse?
Yes, so it's basically your easy folded poncho from Church Mouse, which is just a big rectangle, and in mostly in stockinette. I did a little seed stitch on the edge, and then you fold it in half and seam part of it, and magically you get a poncho.
I
So
think
it's
that
fun.
was one of the first knitted things that you gave me, and I still wear that, and I love it. I just think it's, and I love what happens around the neck. Just, I don't know, makes this a cowley, but it's not. It's
Yeah.
just sort of the way that it folds.
Yeah.
But explain about how you were doing yarn chicken, because I'd actually never heard that term before.
So yarn chicken is what if you're going to have enough yarn to finish your project. So you're playing chicken with your yarn. And there's actually this pottery company called Jam PDX. They're out of Portland, Oregon. And they make mugs that have these chickens with the ball of yarn as the body of the chicken. They're really cute. They have some really cute mugs, and well, and they also have sheep mugs, of course. So when I went to Flock, they always do a Flock. I mean, they've only had Flock for 2 years in a row. They did a Flock mug, and I got one last year, and I got one this year. So now I have
Nice.
two sheep mugs. But yeah, it's a great company, and I really love their stuff. I'm a frequent customer. They seem to know me. Like, I've
Hmm.
heard that name before.
Well, I think if we were swimming, you would be Katie Ledecky and you would have lapped me. As if knitting were swimming, you have achieved, you've lapped me because I'm still not clever. I don't think I'm playing yarn chicken. I think I will have plenty of wool. I'm nearing the end, but oi.
It's a long project that too will grow.
Yeah, I think I'm on about inch 42.
Ooh, you're getting
So
close. I think you should probably stop around 45. What you could do is block it without binding off. You could block it and then see what the length is, because it'll definitely grow.
that sounds like extra work. And okay, so the other day I was looking at it and thinking, this looks actually pretty good. And I hadn't made any mistakes. And then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. The whole thing is a mistake. Because I hadn't followed the pattern. But that's the thing. If you make a mistake consistently, then it becomes part of the pattern. And then shortly after I had that thought, I made a mistake in the, and then I had to frog back a couple of rows. That always happens. Just when I'm congratulating myself,
Yes.
then I do something to, it reminds me of one of my friends who burned her finger once
No.
and ironing. And I said, "Oh, how'd you burn your finger?" And she said, "I was thinking evil thoughts." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I was thinking about how great my daughter was going to look with her nice little ironed skirt." And then I burned my finger because I was feeling very superior about my ironing of my daughter's skirt.
Yes.
So that's like any moment that I'm like, this is like, I think I'm doing a good job. No, you're not. No, you're
Right.
not. And don't forget here, Missy, that the whole thing is actually screwed up.
I think it's going to be gorgeous. I can't wait to
But
see it. You and mom will be sporting your.
I know we could wear our matching glimmer. Maybe we'll have to wear that at Rhinebeck.
Yes, a glimmer meetup. Oh, I could borrow mom's.
There you go. Well, Booty, I think we have covered some important pop culture moments in claymation history involving knitting and dogs and chickens and Wendoline Ramsbottom. And we definitely encourage you to make the chicken, the pineapple chicken.
The pineapple chicken and the emotional support chicken.
And you can eat chicken, you can knit an emotional support chicken, and then you can watch Chicken Run,
Yes.
where the chickens are actually knitting. So it's a very chickeny theme in lots of ways. And I think it's time to say, whatever you do,
Don't
don't
knit
knit
like
like
my
my
sister.
sister. And definitely check out our website. We'll put some pics on of all the things we talked about.